Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Preston with Nation Safe Drivers. Miss Brianna?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been calling around and it's difficult to find anybody at this hour. I don't know if you guys might want to go ahead and try in the morning, but I've been calling around and I haven't been able to get anybody. The one person that had like a 45-minute ETA, and we were willing to pay them so that you guys, of course, you guys wouldn't have to pay anything, but they didn't accept. They only accepted credit card over the phone, but we don't do it like that. We do email or digital dispatch, and so he was the one person, but we couldn't get him either. So I don't know what you would like to do.
And symptoms you have a supervisor or anyone else that we could maybe speak with?
Oh yeah, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I'm waiting on a supervisor to answer. Please hold.
take an extra $125. But now they're not going to do it.
Well, but they company changed its mind. Because now they weren't going to make that extra $145 a spot. So, for them to be able to turn it down because of that is bullshit. That's where I've got. My question is, this
is a full
down. How do you
ain't
got nobody out here?
It's not that they don't, babe. It's what I just explained to you. Not that they don't. If we're going to put you on the hook for a bunch of money and you're not going to do it, since there's nobody else around here, find someone else. That's what it is. And it's horseshit, because they already have someone that was going to do it. So, this is not excess. And if this is how the roadside assistance is going to go with the general, then we're going to switch insurances again. I don't know. Like, Nationwide never had this problem. My problem with them was, they fucking had a truck that I sold still on my goddamn insurance for 8 months after I'd said it. I said something to them numerous times and they still charged me for it.
And what happened to all the back pay for that?
This is frustrating.
not even that it's not busy. It's just how shady the tow companies are out here. I'm more morning than probably all of you have been told. I wish you would have told us the name of the towing company.
I don't know why any tow company wants to do this because it's literally going to be less than an hour to make it fun.
When you have a monopoly on an area, you can command the price. That's one.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
I apologize for the wait. I'm still waiting to get a supervisor cleared over here. please, thank you for being patient.
All right. I gotta be up at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Is there anybody I can talk to that we can get this resolved at all?
Well, you want to find a tow truck driver tonight, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be preferable.
Right. And as I was explaining to, I believe, your spouse, at the moment, most companies are saying it's kind of late. We've been working all day and other stuff that really doesn't have anything to do with you. And so, but we can't make them do.
No. I get all that. Here's the issue that I got, though. When you spoke with me on the phone a little bit ago, you said for $145, these people will show up in 45 minutes.
Yeah, but they wouldn't even take that. And we wanted to pay them. We were going to pay them,
yeah.
Not you. And they wouldn't even take
now,
that.
Now,
yeah.
I talked to you about it and got it cleared up that there shouldn't be any extra charges. And then you
exactly.
called them back.
Yeah.
Yep. And then all of a sudden now we got no one that will tow. Yet,
right.
I guarantee you right now I could call somebody, probably even that same company, and they will come and get it for a bunch of money.
Yeah, they will. They'll come get it for what I quoted to you. They'll come get it for. However, they do not take our system. Our system is we do digital dispatch credit cards, and we do email credit cards. They don't take either. They want over the phone, but that's not our policy. We don't do that.
Okay, so... So what I need to understand then is what exactly am I paying for in roadside assistance if I can't get any assistance?
I agree with you, sir. I agree with you 100%. You know, I have this same thing, and I don't go through this issue. I have this with a, you know, I can't really name my company, and I pay them handsomely.
Well, like,
but
I pay my bill,
mm-hmm.
and this is part of
the
I'm
sure you do.
I
don't get this. I don't get this. I agree with you. And see, you do know that we're not the insurance company. We're the roadside assistance. And mm-hmm. our job is to find you someone that will come tow you. And we do that to the best of our ability, and we have tried to do that this evening. And,
but what my problem is, though, is if you guys can't pay for it, if you guys can't provide
we can.
You couldn't for that company.
No, I didn't
you're
say
just
that.
You're going to run me around in circles here.
No, sir. I want to say this to you again so you understand what I'm saying. We had the payment for the company, but the company will not take mm-hmm. it the way we process it.
And I get that.
We do this all
night,
all day and all night. Mm-hmm. And we pay
and
people.
And companies that do that. So can we find a company that will do that then?
That's the issue. Everybody else is
and
not
that's where
interested.
The problem is. So nationwide roadside assistance, I never had this problem. And so I never had a problem paying for the service. Right now, this is being a real, real, real big issue. And I'm going to end up having to come out of pocket, which I already pay out of pocket to Nationwide or the general for roadside assistance. So I'm double coming out of pocket to get what I need. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, I'm sitting here shaking my head because everything in me wants to understand you and then wants to help you. And what I can do is make more phone calls if that's what you want me to do. But you said you have to get up at 3:00 in the morning. I'll stay here.
Yeah,
till
but
three,
if his car gets towed, and I don't
yeah.
have another car, if it gets impounded, like that's the whole thing about it. It's
got
to get out there. It's
I got
the
you.
Grocery
I
store
understand.
Parking lot.
I understand your situation. I empathize with your situation. I'm just a go between right now, trying to make things good for you. And for the company that I work for here. And so I'm just trying to find out, as I asked your wife, do you want me to continue to make phone calls trying to find?
Please do, sir. Please do. I would really appreciate that.
Sure. Okay. Well, give me a little more time. What time is it there where you are right now?
It's 8:32 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll try to find somebody for you, and I'll call you back if I can find someone. Whether
thanks,
I find
sir,
someone
I appreciate
or not.
It.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.